5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five. And today we read Numbers 14, Psalm 50, Isaiah 3 and 4, and Hebrews 11. And I want to report something really quickly. You guys, y'all prayed and the Lord responded. I was in the process of working on trying to trade in my broken Mac and trying to find out what exactly the serial information was. And I thought, let me give it one last shot to open it up to see if I can get that info. And you guys, it turned on. Like, my Mac is back. It's been a resurrection story, so I appreciate you guys and all of your prayers. Now, in regards to today's devotional, I've shared before about my struggles with my identity, and that clearly rings true with my self-image. It's really hard sometimes to imagine that I'm anything other than that scared little 8-year-old who wants desperately to fit in. It's hard to think I'm not still that little black kid in an all-white school in an all-white neighborhood doing all he can to be accepted by a world that kept labeling him as less than. It's hard to imagine that I'm not still the lonely middle child in a home ravaged by the pains of bitter divorce, wondering if daddy left because of us kids. Y'all, I'm 42, turning 43 in a month at the time of this recording, and there are still shadows of the pain of rejection from many years ago that can haunt me and sometimes convince me that I'm less than all God has planned for me. And as a reflective person, I'm very well acquainted with my darkest issues and failings, and with eyes set on those, I can often go out into the world with a sense of, what's the use? You can't have impact. You can't make a difference. That big, hairy, audacious goal, why try? You can't do it. That's just the battle I face on the daily. So as I read Numbers 13 yesterday, I was hit with that reminder when I heard the Israelites report of the Promised Land. I decided not to discuss it yesterday, but as the story persists into today with the reading of Numbers 14, I'm convinced that this must be discussed. So looking back into chapter 13, there were spies, scouts that were sent into the land to get a feel for it. There were instructions that were given that starting in verse 18 said, "See what the land is and whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, whether the land that they dwell in is good or bad, and whether the cities that they dwell in are camps or strongholds, and whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are trees in it or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land." And then 40 days later, they returned with reports of the great and abundant land. But their report went on. "The people are strong, the city is fortified, the neighbors aren't friendly and likely will be troublesome. There were even giants there." While their view paid little respect to the potential, they saw clearly and fearfully the problems, and they were discouraged. They looked at what lay ahead, and they looked at themselves, and they deemed themselves incapable. They called themselves grasshoppers in light of the giants that they faced. They sounded like a scared little 8-year-old, fearful of what they might step into. But there were two among them who saw things differently. They saw Caleb and Joshua silenced the fear and doubt being spoken and shared a different narrative of the same observation. In verse 30, it said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Those that brought the bad report, they saw giants and grasshoppers. But these courageous, faith-filled two, they saw the people of God and opponents of God. Today in Numbers 14, Joshua and Caleb spoke with pained voices to the Israelites who were discouraged. They said, "The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." They continue to be lone voices speaking into the fear and despair, saying, "No, take heart, take courage. God is with us. God will bring us into that which he promised." In Hebrews 11 today, we are reminded what faith truly is. It is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Caleb and Joshua saw what everybody else saw in the natural, but by faith, they had an assurance of what they hoped and a conviction about what they could not see. Like the many championed in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11 today, Caleb and Joshua remind us to live by faith and not by sight. When we look at ourselves and when we look at what we face, do we look through a filter of faith that believes what God has promised and not strictly what we see? Let us pray for greater eyes of that faith. Father God, we thank you that we can believe you for all that you've promised for us. Lord God, we thank you that through your Spirit's power, Lord God, that we can see things in a way that's not natural, in a way that is countercultural to the many around us, Lord God, even other believers. Lord God, we ask that you would make us with eyes that are set apart, that we would see things through faith and not by sight, and that we would have courage to go and take on the obstacles placed before us at once, knowing that we can occupy any land that you've promised us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, I hope that encourages you and your faith today. That is another episode of Five by the Fire. Hit me up at armand@unshackled.network.org if you've got prayer requests. Thanks again for the way that you guys prayed for me in my situation. God has responded, and I want to see him respond for you. So let's be joining one another in prayer. Go to 5bythefire.org with comments, like, subscribe, rate, share, do all of that good stuff, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.